Last year, 84 infants died in Nigeria from tainted teething syrup. More than 2,000 times last year, counterfeit medicines caused illness and death, according to the Pharmaceutical Security Institute, a watchdog group. That's an increase of more than 9% over 2008. Scott Laganga, director of Pharma, a leading pharmaceutical research and manufacturing company, says it's easy and profitable to sell look-alike, low-quality drugs.
We're not experts in the contents of some of these products, so more and more it's becoming such a significant global issue because we're all not experts, and so we trust the supply chain to deliver the right product and the safest product. In a lot of parts of the developing world, that trust can be broken, and because it's become so profitable to distribute, sell, manufacture a lot of these products that are of low quality, are substandard in nature, are counterfeit.
The production and sale of counterfeit drugs are a problem for both rich and poor countries. WHO says in rich countries, counterfeit drugs typically involve hormones, steroids, and anti-cancer medications. But in developing countries, especially Africa, patients buy medicines often counterfeit to treat life-threatening diseases like malaria, tuberculosis, and HIV/AIDS. And those diseases could worsen quickly with substandard or bogus medications. Ashifi Gogo heads a company that protects consumers against counterfeiters. He says Nigeria's government is fighting back with mobile phone technology that the company developed.
So we've developed a technology that makes it easy for consumers to authenticate medication at the point of purchase. There's a scratch panel, just like a lottery ticket, with a number on each drug. Each drug has a different number. When you buy the drug, you scratch the panel, you send a text message with the number you see, and you get a response on your phone instantly at the counter saying whether the drug is genuine or fake.
WHO reports that although counterfeit drugs are sold globally, rich countries are better at policing and preventing sales. Laganga says combating these drugs is all the more difficult because some countries lack tough laws.
If one country makes immense steps forward, even like the U.S. has done over the years with a very strong regulatory agency like the FDA, with very good law enforcement in place, with good coordination around the world, it's not sufficient for the rest of the world. It's also not sufficient for those people that are maybe into new mediums like the online pharmacy sphere.
Major manufacturers of generic medications in India and Brazil accuse the pharmaceutical industry of using the issue of counterfeiting to protect their patents. But WHO says its issue is not intellectual property rights, but public health. Vidushi Sinha, VOA News.